Summary statements from court, January 1st, 2026, February 28th, 2026. County general fund, $1,004,847,980.49. County road fund, $2,052,339.99. County road sales tax, fund 3402, $6,544,895.51. Animal welfare control fund, 3404, $1,375,222.58. Criminal justice sales tax fund, 3407, $1,687,330.40. Offer revenue replacement fund, 1006, $5,543,303.30. American Rescue Plan Fund, 3046, $1,013,069.31. Coronavirus Relief Fund, 1005, $2,079,417.69. If you pardon me, we can page two. This is the chart we didn't have last year. It's the county general revenue chart. We're a little bit above last year. I mean, it's so early in the year, it's really not going to see a whole lot of change. One thing I do want to talk about before we get there is going to be talking about April and May. You remember 2025 was considerably higher than all the others. That's due to that $1 million in jail reimbursement. We are not going to touch that number this year. We're not going to touch that 2025 number. There really needs to be a correction with this chart, in which we increase the 2024, decrease the 25, and it would make more sense. But because when revenue is replaced, this is just what it is. So we're in good shape right now. Things continue to be in good shape. Not too concerned about that. Page three is our sales tax. Sales tax for February is $1,500,186.56. That's 5.43% better than 2025. And year to date, 5.19% better. I believe this is our first month in which we've topped the $1.5 million mark for the deal. So continue to grow. Continue to see growth. And that's, I want to say this growth is over inflation. We're still seeing good sales tax growth. Sales tax for the year is $2,733,409.86. That's 18% of our projected, well on time to make the market, $14.8 million. Page five, you can see here the three-month moving average has jumped considerably above the one-year moving average. I believe we've talked about it before, but I want to mention again, February is our biggest month of the year. February is December sales. So if you look back through here, pretty much all of your high points are these February points. The only one that is not is that January of 2024 where we had the anomaly. All these other high points are February. So we expect this, but it is over 5% over February of 25. So we're still in good shape. That's all of my normal reports. Does anybody have any questions about any of these 2026 reports? Mr. Chair, if you're okay, can I have all this 2025 stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know we've talked about it quite a bit, and I sent y'all a spreadsheet today on voluntary tax. This is just kind of the same breakdown that we've used kind of year after year on voluntary tax, and I'm just going to go over it very quickly just kind of as a reminder. If you look at your top left-hand side, that's your assessment. And I like to call that, you'll have your assessment year, which is, and then the tax year is the year after. So those can get confusing, but don't let them get confusing. Your assessment. And then it also has your millage rates. And if you'll come over with me to that second group, the tax base. If all taxes were collected to voluntary, that would be what that would revenue. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's your tax base. That's your millage rate times your assessment. That gets your tax base. And on the far right-hand side is your collections. Okay, so that's just raw numbers as that goes across. If you'll drop down with me that middle section below the tax base, you'll see the percentages down there. That's percentage of the tax base that was collected for voluntary tax. Okay? What the one thing I really want to point out here, there's a couple things down here, and we've talked about it in the past. The 2015 to 2021 taxes collected versus the 22 to present. This is the Kimberly-Clark issue that we've all be some other factors too, but we know the Kimberly-Clark was one of them. The one thing I want to talk about today is the 2025 versus the 2024. And voluntary tax in, as you can all see, they're down nearly 30% across the board. So, in a time when we think that we're hopefully collecting more voluntary tax, we're actually collecting less as a percentage of the tax base. You'll see the raw numbers are up a little bit, but still less as part of the tax base. So that's a concerning part about that. Are there any questions on voluntary tax or this sheet? Okay, and let's flip one more time. And I promise this is my last page here. But this is the final. So, as y'all know, they're spending through period 13 against the budget. So after, and that can go all the way to February. So in March, what I like to do is let's come back and look at last year and see where we were. Gives you numbers of what wasn't spent from the budget. It kind of gives you what I really want to go over is how much did we spend in the budget versus the revenue that we. Okay, so at the very end of last year, we ran, for December, we ran a January 1st, 2025 through December 30th, because that's considered the first 12 periods. And so when I run it this time, I run it through the 31st, which gets all period 13 expenditures. The only thing that you're going to see different on this sheet than you would have that December are expenses against the budget, which is on the bottom section. Those would have increased versus the one you saw on December 30th. And then I've added a column at the very end, and that's revenue versus budget expenditure. Okay. When I look at net income up here at the top, that's actual kind of on a cash basis, and it's dollars coming in, dollars going out here, and that you're not necessarily against the budget. Okay. At the bottom, we're actually running it against the budget numbers. You'll see for County General, we're $1.23 million above, but that does not take into account the roughly $1 million that come in 25 that should have come in 24. So if you really think about it, we're really about 283 ahead. Okay, so we're pretty close there. Didn't really just wear it out, but of all the other ones, they're explanatory there. But are there any questions about any of that? I just wanted y'all to see it versus the budget, or budgetary numbers, I guess. Are there any questions on any of that?
Mr. Treasurer, thank you for that.
And thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for putting this voluntary tax information in there.
And we'll revisit that voluntary tax again in July. I can get a pretty good projection on that, kind of where we are, where we're going to be. I think we did last July, and it was almost dead on, honestly. Those voluntary taxes are very hard to predict. So there's something kind of have to wait for the very end to see if it's collected.
Thank you, sir. Okay, moving on. Let's entertain a motion for proposed ordinance 2506.
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2506 on the table for discussion.
Second. Section 6 about the City Mayflower ARP project.
Sir, Mr. Anderson.
Back in 22, we appropriated a little over $1.5 million for the City of Mayflower. They were going to use it to fix their sewer problem. At the time, they were looking at fixing their current sewer system, and they changed their mind. They thought it would be a better deal to go with a pipeline, if you will, to a lift station so they could dump it into Conway Corp. The city council approved that. We signed a contract with them. They had made some draws on it, making engineering and getting ready to do some land acquisition, some rights away. And then they had a change of leadership in Mayflower recently with the mayor. And then after that, shortly after, they decided they didn't want to deal with Conway Corp anymore. And so they have voted in the city council not to continue negotiations with Conway Corp. I guess instead they're going to look now to fix their old plant. And so back in 2024, we had to have everything appropriated for ARP. The reason is, if you didn't have it appropriated, you couldn't appropriate it after the fact. You lose it. And so what we did is, with the restricted money and the non-restricted money, this being restricted, non-restricted being the revenue replacement that the county can use, like to build the jail. So the other capital projects in the restricted, we in both categories set up, I could say, a catch-all project, so that if somebody didn't spend their money in one of the projects we appropriated money for, we could transfer that over and then use it in that catch-all catch-all project. In this case, we had two Conway Corp projects that we are all aimed toward the same direction. One's a pipeline from Greers Ferry to get extra water down here, and then where that pipeline ends is a treatment facility. And so the second one was the catch-all, the treatment facility. We appropriated $25,000 toward it, so we'd have a project there. And then if any other projects didn't spend their money, we could transfer that money into this project. So that's where we are. Mayflower had the money. They chose to change directions because they decided to do it all in one direction, change their mind after 2024. We can't do anything but put it into the catch-all program. So we're moving what's unspent from the Mayflower project to our catch-all program, which is the treatment facility for Conway Corp.
I guess just so I understood, it's still going to be spent. It's going to be spent on this other pipeline into this.
It will be spent on the treatment facility that's going to go at the end of that pipeline in Conway.
Thank you.
Yes.
Does anybody have any other questions or comments about anything else in the morning, sir?
I'm curious about section one. What's the machinery and equipment for
$81,000?
This is a reimbursement grant from the fire, Conway Fire. So I don't have the details. It's sent over to me from OEM, but they administer the grant for them, and it's a reimbursement grant.
Because we're having to do the runoff election at the end of the month, is that going to cause an extra expense for your office?
I think we're sufficiently budgeted. We're very tight already, but the Secretary of State will reimburse us for the primary and the runoff. So we'll get a little bit more back because of that. And then I was working on filling out for the schools today, and when that money comes in for the schools that they had to pay toward the election, then that'll help us kind of get back. We're not in the negative or anything, but our expenses were more than I anticipated that they would be. The costs have gone up more than I anticipated they'd go up. But I'm hoping to be a kind of a net neutral, maybe until October.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor of passing the proposed ordinance